That's great. Now we're going to North Carolina. Maureen is on the phone and want to see if we can help you out. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on with your shower there? Tell us about it.
The house is about 15 years old, and the shower has gotten progressively more, like, mold builds up. It's just a basic insert shower. It's nothing fancy. And it's old, and it's yucky, and we would like to replace it. We're on a little bit of a budget, and we'd like to replace it we don't think tile, because I think that's going to be too costly. And we're just looking for some suggestions as to what would be a good, something that would last, you know, something that's quality, but something that's not going to break the budget. And how do we go about finding someone to do that? Who's the best person to do it? What should we be looking for in terms of products and service?
All right, great. Very good. Very good questions, and a perfect type of question that a lot of people that are listening right now, I'll bet, are leaning forward to the radio wanting to know the answers to those same questions. So I'll tell you, the new retrofit type of units that are available are pretty impressive. Particularly, I know we used one recently, and I know Joe, you've used a Sterling before,
right, yeah.
So you can go to Sterling Plumbing Products and see some of their four-piece units. Now, the four-piece unit, one is the tub, of course, and then your three walls. We installed one in my daughter Chelsea's house that actually had a tile pattern on it, so it was really, you kind of had to tap on it to realize that it wasn't real ceramic. It wasn't very expensive. It's held up extremely well. Actually, this particular type kind of clips together and doesn't even require any caulking at all. So that's a great way to go. Of course, in removing the existing tub, they'll need to use a reciprocating saw or a oscillating saw in order to remove that because of the doorway and so forth. That's something routine. But Joe, on something like that, in terms of the right person to do the job, more and more plumbers are offering that service instead of having a contractor or remodeling contractor doing all the work and then bringing in the plumber, which may be what you have to do, Maureen, but the plumbers are really getting into that full service nowadays.
Yeah, they are. And the other way, I mean, if you're on a budget, the Sterling systems, those paneled systems Danny's talking about are a great way to go. And do you consider yourself pretty handy, Maureen?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say absolutely.
And guess what? This girl did not marry a handyman either.
Oh.
So.
Oh, maybe we can train them. There's time. What I was going to say is, if you're on a budget, what you can do with those kits is just have the plumber come in and do the tub and the three panels, and any trim work is relatively easy to do. You just follow the directions.
Okay.
And even if you're not that handy, you could do that.
Okay. How would I go about finding a good plumber to do this who's qualified?
Well, it's a new, you've been in this house for a while, right? So you have
friends in
the area that have probably hired plumbers. That's the first place I would start. I always like a recommendation from a friend. If you happen to have a friend who's in the building trades, it doesn't matter whether he's a plumber or an electrician or whatever.
Okay.
Carpenter. Okay. So they would probably steer you toward the right person. Danny always recommends a local home builders association. They always have a list of contractors. Now you're going to need, you know, you'll find some plumbers that only do new construction. So obviously you're going to want someone who does remodeling. But the existing shower, it's in good shape. It's just as moldy and dirty. Is that the concern?
No, it needs to come out. It's in bad shape. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I would contact a plumber. And if you want to do part of the work yourself, I think you'd certainly do that.
So should I go to Sterling Plumbing Products to look at their products though?
Yeah, they have them at Home Depot, but I would go online first just to see what's available, because online they'll have many more products than the store could possibly carry. But then you could go to the store, go to Home Depot. If they don't have that particular model, they can order it for you.
Okay. And those hold up well?
Oh, they hold up. They hold up great. Okay. Chelsea is with her two kids, and that's the only bathroom in the house. It is getting a workout and has for 7 years, and still looks really nice.
So, are they fiberglass? What material should I be looking for?
Yes, they're fiberglass or an acrylic fiberglass type of material, but very rigid, very very high quality. And you'll see once you start looking around, there's a lot to choose from. But if you're not able to find a plumber that handles all of that, again, as Joe mentioned, at the Home Builders Association, they have a list of remodeling contractors, and sure. you'll be able to, you know, call and canvas them a little bit to see if they've done this type of work on a routine basis, and get you two or three bids, and you'll find one that you communicate with, and you'll be excited about getting it done.
Okay. All right. And then my last quick question is, like, a step up from this, if we could afford it, what would be the next step up?
Well, I think solid surfacing.
Yeah, solid surfacing where you would have
just like a
metal tub, and then you have three sheets on the wall. And a lot of times in some areas of the country, it's cultured marble, which is a very inexpensive way to go. In other areas, it would be solid surface like Corian or different quartz.
Swan stone. I've installed a swan stone one in my home, and it's great. You know,
yeah.
It works really well.
So would I just Google that, swan stone?
Yes,
yeah.
Or Google solid surface shower
tub
walls.
Surrounds.
Tub surrounds.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Hey, our pleasure. Thanks a lot.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great weekend.